from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
For all you UFC fight fans, this guy's an 11-fight unbeaten streak. First flyweight champion in UFC history and number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Let's get him in here, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. What's that, man?
You're by me.
Do you play piano? Because he's like walking straight to the piano.
I can play a little something.
Oh, really? You can?
Maybe like just 5 keys.
Okay. More than I can
5 keys.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Now you're going to be fighting on Saturday against Wilson Heiss. Now this is going to tie you for when you win 10th straight title defense, tie you with Anderson Silva.
Yep.
Is that what keeps pushing someone like you? Because it seems like, you know, when they're putting guys in front of you and you're just destroying them. I mean, when we're watching the build up to the fights and they're showing the backstory and it's like, my God, that guy looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I think Demetrius might have some trouble with this guy. And then you just destroy them. What keeps motivating you to keep going back in?
Yeah, you know, obviously to get that record, you know, they said, I think any champ out there, whether it's in any sport, you know, soccer, track, you know, you look at Usain Bolt. Why does that man get out there every single year or every single Olympics and try to break his own record?
Because his job is 9 seconds long. I mean, no one's trying to kick his ass.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, my job's 25 minutes long. So, yeah, you know, that's what keeps me going. And obviously, you know, the financial reasons too. And it's fun to fight. You know, I want to be able to, when I'm done with my sport, when I'm done leaving my career, that I made a good statement.
Demetrius, have you said this? Because we were watching the fight, you know, Daniel Cormier and Anthony Johnson, and Anthony Johnson retired Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm doing it because it's not fun anymore. I don't like to get hit by a guy. I don't like to roll around the mat with a guy. Have you said that to yourself? Like, when it stops being fun, I'm done?
No, yeah, I've said it to myself. When it stops being fun, I'm done. But at the same time, you got to have other things going on in your life. Not saying that he doesn't, but, you know, I have a family, I'm married. So after I'm done fighting and doing my training camp, I go on vacation with my family, I hang out with the kids. You know, I have other things going on. Like, I'm going to school and drop my son off at school, like, be good today. And I pick him up. How was school? He goes, it was good. You know, I talked to him last night. He goes, yeah, brother, he hit his head. And we went to Target because the hospital was closed. So I'm, and he's only 3 and a half. So I'm having a full-blown conversation with my son. So that gets me away from fighting, you know. I also have my video game career going on right now. But with Anthony Johnson, you know, he's like, it's not fun anymore.
And he said that he's taken another job opportunity that has nothing to do with MMA. It's like, I don't know his background or college or whatever he's doing, but yeah, well, good for him. And then like Matthew Cote, he also, Patrick Cote, he retired too. I always loved watching him.
2004 though. I mean, since, 2004, that is a long time. And you know, if imagine if he played football for since 2004, he'll be set for life. He'll get an NFL pension. Yeah. He'll be good. I mean,
I remember insurance. 2004. He used to be a really good looking guy, but now, I mean,
how many times can you get hit a lot?
I'm gonna miss him. But yeah, Demetrius Johnson in studio with us. Gonna be fighting Wilson Heiss at UFC Fight Night this Saturday on Fox at 5 p.m. You mentioned your gaming career. You called it a career, not just some hobby. Is it on the
couch?
No,
this is a career. You know, I mean, obviously, social media is king nowadays, and with Twitch taking off, a streaming platform, it's something that I've been into.
Now explain Twitch to people who don't understand what that is.
Yeah, so Twitch is basically a streaming platform. It used to be Justin.tv that you could stream anything you want. So at the beginning of the day, they'll be streaming illegal pay-per-views, they'd be streaming house parties, people getting naked, just everything. Then they started to cut it down. I was like, okay, we're just going to do streaming and video games. Now they're starting to open back up to creativity. So people who want to draw or make things, you can stream on Twitch. And then now they got to IRLs where I can stream this whole entire, basically my life of doing interviews. So what I do on there basically is play video games and interact with my fans. I use it for another outlet for me to interact with the mixed martial arts fan and the gaming community to show my personality a little more, because when it comes to fight week, I'm an a-hole. I don't want to talk to you. I'm like 8 pounds below my walking
You're hungry.
Around. I'm hungry. I have a headache. I'm dehydrating myself. So don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And it's when it comes to my job about mixed martial arts, it's very hard to be personable about it. Like, you know, sit down, like, yeah, you know. it's just hard to, because you're in the middle of fight week. But when I play video games, I can go. I can open up. It opens me
Is there
up.
A particular game that you're playing right now that's just your game, your go-to?
Right now, Battleground, PlayerUnknown. It's basically a battle royal. Everybody drops in. Everybody starts clean. You get guns, energy drinks, bandages, and only one man can survive.
And then does everyone know who you are? So you're getting like...
No. So nobody knows who you are. Okay. It's you see a guy on the street, pop, pop, and then you kill them, and they will say, he'll know, and I know who I killed, but they...
But everyone else has no idea.
Nobody else has an idea, yeah.
My son's playing Overwatch right now, I think.
Who is that?
My son is playing
Overwatch. Oh, Overwatch, yeah. Overwatch is a great game.
Yeah.
Made by Blizzard. It's a huge game.
It's huge, but it's so fast-paced. I'm like,
what is the premise?
It's a fighting game as well.
It's more of a team-based shooter game. So you have one objective to get they call it the payload, to this objective. So you have a guy who's a tank who could take more damage and put up a shield. You can have a guy who's a sniper. Then you have a guy who's a healer. You have a guy who's a DPS, which is damage per second.
But it's so fast-paced.
Yeah, very fast-paced.
I'm watching it going, I can't.
I'm old.
I can't even keep up. Yes. I heard they're actually speeding up pop songs now because of the attention span of that audience who likes pop music, the younger audience, that they're speeding up pop songs or making them even shorter.
Mm.
It's like going back, I remember Frosty, like in the early days of the 50s where songs were like a minute, 45 seconds
long. Yeah, that was
it. They're going back to that because people can't stand to listen to a song for three
minutes.
It's like, I've been listening to this thing for 3 minutes? That's like forever.
So nobody tracks a Pink Floyd album and then start to finish it.
Yeah.
Those days are so long gone.
Demetrius Johnson is with us in the studio. As far as you assessing your opponent coming up, Wilson Heiss, what do you think of what he's been doing? I guess he's on a 4-fight win streak. He's done a lot of submissions. So what are you looking out for?
Yeah, Wilson Heiss is a great fighter. Been around for a very long time. Fight at different weight classes, 150, 145, and even 135. Now he's at 125. Trains in an Alliance MMA. He's a great wrestler. Has great cardio, and he's a great grinder. If he can get the back and try to look for the submission, he'll do that. But I don't plan on giving my back. So, but if it happens, I'm
ready for that.
I'm ready for that. So I've trained with the best, and I'm looking forward.
I have
to
a question.
There.
So when obviously you're watching it TV at home, you're nice and comfy, and having your cocktail and going screaming at the TV like, come on! But like when a guy is on your back and he's just holding, and I think it may have happened in the Weidman fight Saturday night, where he's just on your back, and I'm thinking, can't you in that moment just fall backwards so that you can try to put your weight and crush him? I mean, that's why I feel like I was like, just fall back, do something, because nothing was happening. It's like he's just putting his heavy weight on you and you're not going anywhere. I'm like, well, at least do something.
Yeah, it's one of those stalemates, because when somebody has your back, every move you make could be your very last move.
Right.
Just like in chess, when you're playing against a good player, he sets you up for, that checkmate move. You had to sit there and really think and be critical about your next move, because it could be your last. So by throwing your back down and
then you could get choked out.
Choked out. And or you can do that. You can knock the wind out of him. Good, I'm out.
It's a risk. It's
a risk you gotta take. So
desperation move.
It's always about, making sure you minimize, as my good friend Bibiana say, eliminate, certain things that can happen to you.
I always wondered if you guys have a much higher threshold for pain than a baby like me. I get a paper cut. It's the worst thing in the world. I had a Charlie horse on my leg 2 days ago. I'm like standing here ready to cry.
Yeah.
And I see you guys get beat the crap. Do you feel pain like the rest of us, or can you shut that out somehow?
No, of course we feel pain. When we have adrenaline going, there's a lot of money on the line. And we're good to shut it out. But don't get me wrong, there's been times where I've been beating the living heck out of somebody, and I'm just kneeing him, and I'm feeling his jaw just shift left and right. And I had to self-conscious myself, and I was like, I'm done kneeing you.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere. Like, my knee's actually probably taking more damage than your jaw is. So I literally stopped kneeing him, in the fourth round. I was like, I already won the fight. I'm just going to keep beating you up. And after I get done, I get home. My knees are the size of golf balls. I'm on the couch who won the fight?
I can't walk the next day.
Yeah, I can't walk next day. So, yeah, I definitely feel pain when I fight.
So somebody punches me or even slaps me in the face, I'm like, ouch. Do you ouch at every punch? Does every one of them hurt? Or do you somehow block that
out mentally?
Adrenaline
must kick in.
You block it out, but at the same time, it's always fun to acknowledge that stuff, because that's when you're in tune with your body. Like, you get blasted in the fight, and it's like, that was a good shot. Good for you. You don't let him know that. Like, I broke up my hand, my rib, and my leg in a fight, and nobody ever knows it. But then I'm just like, when I kick it, I'm like, well, but beep, beep, beep.
That's broken. We got damage in the right quarter. Get that down.
I have those thoughts going on.
You see everything in a game inside your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Damage
points.
You're like, oh, my.
Yeah, that's how I'm doing. Like, I get hit there, and I'm like, beep, beep, sit somebody there. Like, that's broken. Go back to the command center. Like, that's broken. Now sit down in the corner. I'm like, I remember when I broke my leg, I was like, guys, what you guys know, my left leg is And they're like, can you still stand? I was like, oh, I'm going to still do my job. Well, you guys know that. You know,
and what bone or how severe was
it? It was a fibula, clean break.
Oh my god!
The fibula is the one that it's not. It's like 20% weight bearing, but it controls all your. You have a whole
your
bunch
toes
of
and all that?
Your toes and the grip in and your tippy toes. So it has all the ligaments going along that leg, and I broke that clean break. And then
how long are you out after?
It's always
that?
Fun hearing the pound for pound greatest fighter in the world say tippy toes.
Tippy toes.
Tippy toes.
How long are you out after that? Like a broken tibia?
6 weeks. Because usually, I mean, if someone's gonna like come to you like, okay, you get to choose. I'm either gonna break your bones or sever your tendons. What do you want?
You want broken bones.
You
right?
want broken bones because it heals very well. It heals fast. It calcifies. It comes back even stronger. You know, I've had to tear my LCL. I was out for maybe 7 weeks, and then I could start doing stuff like just doing everything. You know, nothing
easy,
lateral,
easy. Yeah.
straightforward. So it kind of gets boring when you like to, you know, move and shift your weight certain ways. So bones are always
better
to break.
Now your opponent knows what injuries you've had. Is there a code of honor where once you the next fight do they not go for the injury? Is that a shameful thing to go for?
No. I mean, people kick front kneecaps all the time, and there's no injury there at all. But in a sport of mixed martial arts, it's the beautiful thing about it. It's not like football or basketball, where Russell Wilson, he had an MCL tear, and he had to continue playing the season. When I had my LCL tear, I was scheduled to fight. It was actually scheduled to fight Wilson Hayes, and I was like, I'm not fighting. I'm way past that point in my career where I fight injured. I'm not going to a training camp injured to damage my body.
Because it
takes
longer to heal as you get older. How old are you now, by the way?
30 years old. 30. So
I'm plenty of time.
I'm still a young pup. And, you know, you got guys who are 35, 37, still fighting, which is awesome, you know. But if I'm still fighting, I'm 35, 36, the UFC ain't paying me enough, damn it. That's what I'm going to say. By the time I'm 34, 35, if I'm still champion, I'm done.
So just to be clear, because I always wonder about this, if I know you have an injury and you just recovered, your knee just got fixed, I'm going to go for the knee, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
You actually go for the injury.
You can, yeah, but at the same time, like... I'm not going to fight if I'm not at 100%. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say, oh, I'm coming in with injuries. I can tell you guys right now, the last time I fought with an injury was probably when I fought Josephine Vitas in California, and I stepped out of bed, and my Achilles tendons were on fire. I stepped out of bed, and I was like, oh, I got to go to work. But I ended up knocking up. But it wasn't like an injury to where, you know, you have guys fighting with torn biceps, a torn labrum.
Oh my
you know,
God.
I've had a torn labrum, and I
where's
was like,
that, where's that?
How do you get a bee sting on her labrum?
Yeah, right.
I was a little white stance when I was laying out in the sun. Anyway, long story.
Yeah. Where's labrum your labrum? Labrum is basically you have your shoulder and your sits in a socket,
right?
And there's a little disc that sits there and it helps it rotate. And when you rotate, like going like this, or moving your arm like that, or putting your back and rotate.
So it is a rotator cuff.
It's not the rotator cuff, but it's inside of the.
Okay,
the
got
thing.
It.
So doing things like brushing your teeth,
can't do.
It just hurts. I had a torn rotator cuff and a torn labrum, and I was scheduled to fight, and I was like, got a torn labrum. I'm gonna get surgery. Oh, we've had guys fight with it before. I'm not any guy.
No,
I'm not doing
that.
Good for you.
And then I got surgery. I had surgery. I was scheduled to fight in April. Got surgery in March. Turned around and fought the same guy in July. Beat him. Then I even fought in December too. So I fought three times, and I had surgery in 1 year as a champion. And there's nobody who's ever done that before.
Yeah, being smart gets you 9 title defenses coming up on 10, which will happen on
Saturday
on Fox at 5 p.m. It's UFC Fight Night. If you haven't watched UFC because you just like it's pay per view, I don't watch that stuff. Be sure and tune in Fight Night. It's free on Fox at 5 p.m. and see the greatest fighter
pound for pound
in the world, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Anytime, the door's always open for you.
Thanks, appreciate that.
We're taking a quick break. We're coming right back. Let's get some traffic from Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by.